This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 1st of November, 1962. The title of this lecture is The Mist Withhold. This tape is 57 minutes long.
Thank you. When you were building this country, how did you pick up the weather? You know, really, I have my opinion of planet builders that go around designing weather like this and that sort of thing. There's a great deal to be said for rain. But it quickly becomes hyperbolical. Well, now tonight, I've made notes for lectures, so I probably won't talk about that. And this is the 1st of November, isn't it? What year is it? 8012, all right. Lecture number one. This is a brand new subject to you. It's an entirely new subject to you. You have never heard of this subject before. In fact, you have never run it or handled it or had it done. I want to recommend then this lecture to you very, very seriously. There have been several bulletins out on it, but you apparently haven't read those. Now, therefore, this is new material here, I want you to take to heart what I tell you in this lecture. The subject of the lecture is mist withholds. Now, it may surprise you that the first bulletin out on this particular subject of mist withholds is February the 8th, HCOB, February 8th, 1962. And it's marked as a bulletin urgent. And it says the one item Scientologists everywhere must get an even greater reality on is mist withholds and the upsets they cause. That's the first paragraph of this. It says every upset with central orgs, field auditors, PCs, the lot, is traceable to one or more mist withholds. That's what it says. Well, anyhow, on February 12th, because nobody got it then, I issued another one. Wrote formulas for mist withholds and so forth. That's HCOB February 12th. It's how to clear withholds and mist withholds. Well, I didn't get it then. So we issued another one on February 22nd. And on February 22nd, 1962, we had withholds, mist, and partial. See? And there's a lot to say on that particular subject. It says, I don't know exactly how to get this across to you except to ask you to be brave, squint up your eyes, and plunge. I don't appeal to reason, only to faith at the moment. When you have a reality on this, nothing will shake it, and you'll no longer fail cases or fail in life. But at the moment, it may not seem reasonable. So just try it and do it well, and day will dawn at last. Well, day didn't dawn. Well, so on May the 3rd, 1962, you have the HCOB ARC breaks and missed withholds. And it says how to use this bulletin. When an auditor student has trouble with an ARC breaky PC or no gain, or when an auditor is found to be using freak control methods or processes to keep a PC in session, the HCO sec, DAT or DAP, should just hand a copy of this bulletin to the auditor and make him or her study it and take an HCO exam on it. After some months of careful observation and test, I can state conclusively that all ARC breaks stem from mist withholds. This is vital technology and so forth. Says also there are no ARC breaks with mist withholds have been cleared up. It goes on, technically. Well, on May the 21st, we have one mist withholds asking about and so forth, but that's just a little more data. And on June the 28th, 1962, we have dirty needles. How to smooth out needles. There it is. And it talks all about Miss Withholes and so forth. It's not obviously in terms of the point, but it does mention Withholes, Miss Withholes, overts and secrets and so forth. Now, on July the 4th, we have bulletin changes, which include Miss Withholes. And then on July the 12th, 1962, we have motivatorish cases and so forth. And that goes on talking about how to get Miss Withholes out of people. And then on August the 13th, we talk about rock slams and dirty needles. And there's some more about missed withholds then. And then on August the 30th, while I was stateside, why, Mary Sue got desperate and issued some bulletins. And, of course, the first subject that she picked up was missed withhold handling. Well, now, that is a lot of bulletins. Let me call to your attention. There's weight here, man. There's weight. There's been a lot said on this subject, see? And it's just about the most important subject in an auditing session and keeping the show on the road, short of actually clearing and helping people, you see. It's just about the most short important subject there is. And there isn't one here. Got it. None of you. You haven't got it. So I'm going to give you a lecture on it. And I might as well start this lecture with the one item Scientologists everywhere must get an even greater reality on is missed withholes and the upsets they caused. You see, that's out of the February 8th bulletin. And I don't know exactly how to get this across to you, except to ask you to be brave, squint up your eyes, and plunge on February the 22nd. Listen, all you're doing, and all you go on doing, and all you keep on doing, and all you do endlessly, every time you're told to pick up a missed withhold, all you do is pick up a withhold. Honest. You're picking up withholds. I don't think you have ever picked up a missed withhold off of a PC in any session you've ever run. You've only picked up withholds. You ask the auditor to pick up the missed withholds, and the auditor promptly picks up all the withholds. You got the idea? Everybody says this, and I guess it's because of the semantics of the word missed. It says they're missed withholes, and by God, they are. Everybody misses them. You see, it is so pat and is so plain to the naked eye that this is what happens. PC has a withhold, and you haven't picked it up. So therefore, it's a missed withhold. No! That is wrong. So when I tell you to pick up the missed withholds, all you're doing is picking up withholds. You say, well, he wants us to pick up the missed withholds, so that, therefore I better pick up the withholds I've missed. So therefore, do you have a withhold? And sometimes you even say, have I ever missed a withhold on you? Has anybody missed a withhold on you? And the PC gratuitously gives you withholds. Gives you more withholds and more withholds and more withholds. No PC has ever given you a missed withhold. I'll bet you you've never picked one up. Now, I may be very harsh on this line, but let's get down to tacks here, man. Brass, iron, and otherwise. A missed withhold is a withhold that people nearly found out about, but didn't. And you're only looking for the nearly found outs. You don't give a damn what the guy did. You don't care what the person did. You only want to know what people almost found out. Honest, I've been talking since February, you know. I'm getting worse. You see, a withhold is something the PC did. That is something the PC did. Do you understand? That he isn't talking about. He did it and he isn't talking about it. Now that is a withhold. And that is all a withhold is. And please don't keep saying also it is a missed withhold just because you didn't get it in a session. You see, it's all very neat. You got it all figured out that if you didn't get the withhold in a session, why therefore it's a missed withhold. And that's not what a missed withhold is. A missed withhold has nothing to do with what the PC said. Nothing. Not anything to do with what the PC did and then withheld. It actually hasn't a damn thing to do with what the PC is withholding. The missed withhold is something people nearly found out. It's an other person action. Look, it's not the PC's action. It's nothing the PC did or is doing. You keep trying to pick up missed withholds by asking the PC what he's withholding. You never get anything but withholds, and then you miss some more of these, and you've got a PC even further upset. Look, here are absolute pearls on a silver platter. They're actually beyond price. And I've never got it across to you. A missed withhold has nothing to do with the PC, but nothing. It is an other person action. And the PC's wonder about it. I just know right now I'm not making any sense to you even this minute. I bet you I'm not making any sense to you. It had nothing to do with what the PC's withholding. Let's just sever the end off of the mist. Let's forget that it is even a withhold. You're looking for exact moments in the lifetime or lifetimes of this PC when somebody almost found out. And he's never been sure since whether they did or they didn't. And we don't care what they almost found out. We only care that they almost found out something. And that is the address to a missed withhold. It's an other person than the PC's action. It's an other person's action. I really didn't realize that I hadn't gotten it across to you in bulk and in gross form till not too long ago. In a catch-as-catch-can session, I said to a PC, his PC was going, natter, 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 yak, 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 natter, 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 yap, yap, yap. So I just routinely was running a little bit of, I said, well, what have you done? What have you held? 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 You know, that sort of thing. And got stuck in this area of the track and started saying natter, 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 and natter, 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 and natter, 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 and started giving me withholds and withholds and withholds and withholds out of that area of the track, and withholds and overts and withholds out of that area of the track, and they would have been going yet. If I hadn't, it's one of the dangerous things is instructors are actually going to stop you sometimes practically running. Because once you shove this down the PC's throat, it looks just like a Q&A. It's almost in the teeth of the laws about Q&A. You understand? But the PC isn't clearing this. You've got this thing called a recurring withhold. You understand? You run into these things all the time. You route it in the PC. So they're going to run some withholds. And they run the time that they locked their husband out. And you say, thank you very much. You note down this fact. And a few sessions later, they tell you they locked their husband out. And they didn't tell him that they were the person that locked him out, you know. Never confessed to it since, and he got pneumonia, and it's all pretty rough. And so, a few sessions after this, you know, while you're running down the track, and they tell you they locked their husband out. A little while later, some other auditors audit in the same PC, and they tell them they locked their husband out. Look, sometime or another, won't you get tired of hearing the same withhold? Isn't it boring? It's like watching a C movie that wasn't very good in the first place for the 10th time. That is a missed withhold. Look, it has a very special anatomy. It isn't the moment they locked the husband out. It isn't when they withheld it from the husband. It isn't when they withheld it from you. These things have nothing to do with the reason this is charged up. That it is an overt, that it is a withhold. Ah. Yes. But there's this special thing called a missed withhold. And it hasn't got anything to do with either one of them. It merely uses them for fodder to feed on. And the overt and the withhold won't blow if a missed withhold occurs. Now, what is the missed withhold? The only thing you have to ask this recurring withhold PC is, when did your husband nearly find out about it? Not when did he find out, see, that would have blown. But when did your husband nearly find out about it? Now, here's the actual mechanics of it. A few days later, while he was lying there suffering with a fever of 118, his eyes opened slittedly and suspiciously and looked at her and glanced toward the lock on the door. Now, that was his action, not hers. That was his action. Ever afterwards, she hasn't known whether he knew or didn't know. Ever afterward, she doesn't know. And that's why the recurring withhold hangs up. Now, I lowered the boom on this PC, and I said, all right, fine, thank you. Thank you. Good. Now, tell me the exact moment you suspected somebody knew what you were telling me. Oh. And that was dead easy. It was right there. The whole package blew, and that was that. Somebody had made a comment which might or might not have been interpreted as the fact that they knew about it. And the PC goes off in this fantastic confusion. Now, how can it be a confusion? Well, it's a confusion because there is an overt and there is a withhold. And these are the primary mechanisms which sit back of all this. But they actually aren't very serious until they get a mystery on top of them. Now, you take an overt, a withhold, plus a mystery, and you've got a missed withhold. It's a mystery. Now, did her husband know about it or didn't he? Did he find out? Did he read? And is he withholding? As he was lying there in a fever and so forth, did he really mean that look toward her and toward the lock of the door as an accusation for having accidentally locked him out in the snowstorm? Did he ever know or wasn't that? Or did it or didn't it? Did he find... No, he couldn't have known about it. He did. But still, he looked straight at the lock of the door. And he looked at me. He must... I don't know. Do you understand this? That is a missed withhold. See? Had nothing whatsoever to do. You can say, now, what have you done? And she says, I locked my husband out in the snow and he got sick with pneumonia and he was sick for 17 months and 18 days. Lost his pension. few sessions later, you say, all right, rat-a-tat-a-tat-a-tat-a, what have you done? Well, I locked my husband out in the snow, and he got sick, and he was sick for 18 months and 18 days, and he lost his pension. You say, good, thank you. Thank you very much. Good. Maybe if I acknowledge it this time, maybe the piece you'll find out that I heard it. See? Good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good. 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 Thank you. Now, I got that. I heard exactly what you said. Thank you. Next morning in session, you're running some general OW, see? I locked my husband out. Now, of course, that isn't as comprehensible as some offbeat, because this society is a bit offbeat on the subject of the second dynamic. You get some juicy second dynamic withhold of some kind or another. You get this girl, she's making love to a dog, you know. You get this, you know. And then you, the auditor, get pulled right in on this. You say, well, of course this is heavily charged. Of course the PC is having trouble getting this off. Of course. Don't be so damn reasonable. There isn't any reason why the magnitude of the overt has anything to do with the readiness of its blowing. The magnitude of the overt has nothing to do with the speed of its evaporation. I don't care if you've blown up a husband or a planet. It's an overt. And one doesn't blow any harder than another. Well, therefore, we have to ask this question. How come this doesn't blow? Don't sit there and say, well, because the society's rigged the way it is, and because so forth, and it's on a terminal chain, and it's probably something that rocks lands. It's on the op-term side. Dogs are op-terms, and so forth, and all fixed out. Actually, she is stuck on the... And that's why that overt won't blow, see? Figure, see? That's why you get this second dynamic overt 10 minutes deep in every session. Or every third session, or every prep check it comes up. Wouldn't you be a little bit curious why this thing keeps recurring? Well, don't be so reasonable. It is not recurring because it is badder than other overts. See, it's not recurring because it weighs heavily on the PC's conscience. I don't know where people keep their consciences, lunch boxes or something like that. Obviously, it's very dangerous to squash a conscience because things shouldn't be kept on the conscience and so on. It's all a very interesting mechanical problem to me, this whole problem of consciousness. Because you see, everything that is on a conscience is unconscious. It's all confusing. And you can just figure yourself into a grave with this if you don't know this mechanism. One day, they had this elderly man, and he came to the house for dinner. And he had a rather false smile. He had false teeth, see? And he had... he had a false smile, and he looked straight at this girl. And he says, you like dogs, don't you? And that's the missed withhold, see? The PC that you're auditing didn't do it. And ever since then, did he know? Did he really know? No, he couldn't have done that. Yes. Now, you getting hold of the corner of this thing's tail, huh? Yeah. All right, maybe I haven't been as articulate as I could be. Actually, I figured and I thought and I looked at it and so forth. And on this demonstration the other night, I actually couldn't believe that when the PC said...
I never thought you had to remember a specific moment in time to get off withhold. Even the PC'd missed it, but the thing had evaporated. There was no more natter in that area. There were a whole bunch of overts and a whole bunch of withholds, but this was just pursuant with natter until the exact moment when somebody was standing there. Say, this is the moment we had to find. And I said, all right, let's look for it. This is the exact moment I want. See? PC just going off answering questions, getting no place. See? I said, oh, this is the exact moment I want. Who almost found out you were doing that? Oh, well. And we picked up this exact split instant in time, and it was just somebody making a casual remark that it indicated that they might know about these overts. You get the idea? They might know, but they didn't. But did they? See, there's the mystery sandwich. If you want to see what is sticking a PC to something, always look for the mystery sandwich. Mystery is the glue which sticks thetans to things. Mystery is the glue. Even overts wind up in mystery. You shoot somebody, now you don't know whether you shot him or you didn't shoot him, or if it was a lucky shot, or you should have shot him, or if he was a bad man, or if you should have done it. So it's the if you should have done it which causes you to pull back the withhold and sort of withhold a further action like that. All things boil down to right conduct. Here is the crux of this situation. If you go on asking the PC, who doesn't understand what you're asking for, have I missed a withhold on you? Or have we missed a withhold on you? And the PC is glibly giving you withholds, you ain't getting no place. You is on the Arkansas Special with its wheels locked, its brakes on, and the rails torn up. You're not going down any track anyplace. Now, you can take the edge off of a case. I salute the fantastic workability of General O.W., you see. It is. It's the woof and warp of the GPM itself. Right on down the line. That's why it's totally unlimited in the amount of run it can have. But I don't think you'd like to run out of GPM with General O.W. You're perfectly welcome to try. You've got a few centuries. Numerically, to count up the number of withholds that the person has, pursuant to the number of overts which they have committed, gives us some figure that if we were to write it up on the wall behind me in very tiny figures, starting at that corner, and then just keep on writing across the whole top of the wall with groups of three zeros, you see, and then without ending the number, come just down below it and start right straight across the wall again, and then come down another quarter of an inch and start writing zeros there, you've got some kind of an idea what this guy has done and withheld. Well, that many answers is not necessary to clear somebody. So although the overt is very powerful in its ability to aberrate the individual, the withhold which follows it is locked up by the overt itself, of course. And although this mechanism is the mechanism underlying the gathering up of energies which results in solid mass terminals and gives you the game in the first place. See, the whole anatomy of a game is OW.
This lecture is continued on side 2 of this cassette.